everybody wants a partner, you know, whether you're married or, you know, just living together or just another adult sort of conversationist. I still sort of miss, I think it's the silly little things, like sort of cooking for somebody else or, you know, sort of coming home from work and just having a stimulating conversation and just a general company.
Steve, you're in prison.
Yes, I had an unfortunate visit to the Malmaison before it became the nice Malmaison.
So this was a long time ago. How many years are we talking?
25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So you were how old?
I'd have been just coming up from my early, I think, well, I was late teen, early 20s.
Dad, I am really, really proud of you. You are doing so well. And I know you're probably going to be a bit embarrassed about this being revealed, but don't be, because no matter what, you're still an amazing person, and it was your past, and you're nothing like that now. Everybody has a past. Yours might have been a bit more daring, but like you said, it's not who you are, and I love you so much, and so do the kids, and we're all so proud of you, and I really hope you get a really nice date and it goes further, because you deserve to be happy.
I've had a fantastic time. I've really enjoyed your company. Oh, this is difficult. And I'm really sorry to say, Ange.
Oh,
this is so difficult. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Thank you for
thank you.
Lovely time.
I had a great time. Thank you.
And how are you feeling about that?
Oh, I'm devastated. Shall I make him feel even worse?
So look that person in the eye. You got Bev and you got Catherine standing there, Steve. Look that person in the eye and ask him out on date two.
Oh, dear. It's another hard bit. But I would like to take Catherine out.
Oh, my God.
If she is.
Well done.